Boomer in the Morning, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Oh, Aerosmith. This was a shell. This would have been playing in the old Sheldon Kennedy rig at some point, hey?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Back in the day when they used to take the truck to school at 12.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah. You have a license?
Yeah. License?
No.
And what about the six pack? Don't worry about it.
Coming up once again this week, it was kind of the charity angle, at least involving Sheldon. Last year was the first year. Cody Snyder, world champion bull rider. It is the PBR Bull Bustin' taking place over at In Behind Ranchman's. I was kind of unfamiliar with the whole thing until a year ago, and then you were good enough to invite my wife and I. I was like, it's a parking lot, and they're bringing in bulls and putting up stands. Really kind of foreign until you get there, and it's, yeah, they brought in a bunch of dirt and stands, and they got the bulls, and they're right there. This is, if you dig the bull riding and you love that part of the Stampede, this is your kickoff to Stampede. This is as close as really you want to get, Cody, to be in with these bulls, quite frankly.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you tell people that it's in the parking lot behind the ranchman's, oh, really, and they walk around the corner and there's 3,000 to 3,500 people in there, and it's jammed and full and packed. And, you know, and this is part of the PBR tour and points won at this event count towards the World Finals in Las Vegas in October and the PBR Canadian Finals in Saskatoon. So, you know, points are on the line. We've got a bunch of the guys riding this ride in the Stampede as well, and some of the bulls are in this event are in the Stampede. So it's the best of the best. And, you know, when we threw this together last year, it really took off like gangbusters, and we raised about a little over $75,000 for Sheldon's for the CAC. So, looking at surpassing that this year, and got some great sponsors on board, and it's pretty cool because Calgary has really stepped up with this event. They haven't backed down at all, and they're big corporate Calgary and in the oil patch are big supporters of Sheldon.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, behind Ranchman's. How do we get tickets?
Oh, you get tickets at the Ranchman's. You can go online, ranchmans.com. And, so Tuesday, tomorrow night, it's going to be great. We started off Wednesday is Canada Day. We got some cool things happening around the Canada Day festivities. And then Thursday, it's big time. We've, you know, we got some great people coming. Jim Tree Living, who we all seen on Dragon's Den, has said he's going to come. And they're coming as guests of Packers Plus, who's our title sponsor. Joey Coburn's going to be there. Brian Burke's coming. I mean, it's going to be a cool night. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a lot of great dignitaries coming and really supporting what we're all there for. And that's Sheldon and his child advocacy center.
Yeah. And on the Thursday night, Sheldon, like as Cody had said, the proceeds, the money being raised, the donation going to the CAC, the Child Advocacy Center. I remember last year, it's like, yeah, we'll do this little thing. $75,000, you know, later. Pretty big event for the CAC and for everybody involved.
Well, it's a huge event. And I mean, Cody and Rhonda have been phenomenal supporters of the Child Advocacy Center. And, you know, just to kind of give the listeners an idea of what we do all the child abuse investigations in the city, along with our partners who are the Calgary Police, Child and Family Services, Alberta Health, Crown Prosecutor's Office, and the RCMP. So in the last 2 years, we've done over 3,000 investigations. So what we do at the Child Advocacy Center is real. And the bull busting event at Ranchman's is real. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, you probably ended up with dirt in your beers. You and Rhett, you're sitting so close.
It truly was one of those things where, okay, I knew we were going to be close, but we're like right there, like to the point. The one time this bull came to the right and then spun, and absolutely, it was like on our laps. And my wife is like, what have you brought me to?
Are you sure that was the beer?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But it's, and you're thinking, well, it's all right. I got this, there's this fence in front of me. Yeah, it's just a fence between you and the bulls. But yeah, it was a great event. And I had a chance not that long ago, once again, to go through the CAC with you and see, like you say, between officers, detectives, social workers, like everybody under one roof. And it's so great for I mean, obviously, you never want kids to have to go there, but it happens. We know that that's part of society, and we're trying to eradicate that. But in the event that you need to get involved with the police, if there's been a child abuse case, this is tailor made to make it easy for the victim. And I know for you, it's always been about the victim and helping them get through the experience.
Well, you're right, Boomer. I mean, our focus is how do we reach kids early? I mean, you know, if you look at all the research and we understand the impact of trauma on kids and, you know, we know where they end up. I mean, we've always worked at the outer layer of the onion. We've always worked at when kids end up in the streets or in the back of police cars or, you know, they're getting into, you know, trouble at schools or drugs and alcohol. That's where we've always worked. And the reality is, and I think the CAC represents hope. But I think more importantly, I think that we need to be proud of Alberta and the way that, and especially in Calgary here, the way we've been able to pull a model such as the Child Advocacy Centre together, which is now being built throughout the province as a model of practice. So it's not just a nice to have in Calgary. This is about reshaping the way we do business around child protection and understanding the impact. And I think that's the biggest thing that we have at the Child Advocacy Centre is really being able to paint the picture of the impact of this type of crime, not only on the individual, their families, but also on community. And I mean, if you look at the Cody Schneider, the Bull Bustin event, yeah. I mean, you know, you look at Packers Plus stepping up. I mean, they're a major sponsor and they're going to be, you know, cutting a big check. But if we look at, we were in presenting to all their employees. And to me, that's what it's about. It's about carrying the message and empowering the bystanders and creating a confidence in our community to be better. It's not about, oh, you're bad and, oh, geez, a wonder. It's about, you know what, our best defense as parents, as neighbors, as brothers, as sisters is knowledge. And the more we can understand this stuff, the better. So when we look at what Cody and Rhonda have offered up for us at the Child Advocacy Center, it's phenomenal. We have an opportunity to come together. People know why they're there. They're coming to support the Child Advocacy Center, which is child abuse, child sexual abuse. And you know, we're going to have an unbelievable event. But at the end of the day, people are going to leave there saying, you know what, it wasn't too scary to show up at an event that supports sexual abuse in our city.
No, the event is a great one. And obviously the money going to a great cause. Just back to the event for a moment. So we're going to come on Thursday night. The proceeds going to the CAC. How many bull riders have we got?
Well, we got 25. And then so all 25 of those guys will ride. Top 10 will ride in the finals. And we've got some great fundraising festivities going on around that top 10 finals. You know, we got a huge 50-50 draw. And, you know, it's pretty cool. And I wanted to reiterate some of the stuff what Sheldon said, because, you know, I'm involved in the oil patch. I've been in the oil patch as well for about 6-7 years and with the service company side. And I'm downtown every day. And, we're in a downturn. Price of oil is where it's at. You know, people are backing off on their corporate donations. It's tough. And, you know, they've really stepped up to the plate with this event, because, like Sheldon said, there's no quadrant of the city that's exempt from this. It happens everywhere, and no province, no country in the world. It happens everywhere. Yeah. It's real. And when you get, you know, you get companies and guys, we all have a direct connection. Everybody wants their kids in sports, and it's not just sports, but that relates to this. But, you know, if you're a oil and gas guy and you've got your kids playing hockey, well, you got Sheldon Kennedy. I mean, it happened in hockey. It still happens. I mean, we're trying to eliminate it. You take Grant Fagerheim with Whitecap. You know, he played in the NHL. He's a big supporter. He's stepping up and bought a bleacher. Paul Coburn, Surge Energy, bought a bleacher. I mean, these guys are stepping up. We got service companies. They're all saying the same thing is, you know, things are tough. It's tough out there right now, but we need to support this. This thing isn't going away. And if we can, we're going to do whatever we can. We're getting private donations. We're going to go meet a guy from Bonavista here when we're done this morning. And, you know, he's going to do a private donation. He just wants to help. And that's the cool side of this, is that Calgary, once again, they understand. They step up, and it's time to really stay on board and really help this cause, because it's not going away, and we just got to help Sheldon as much as we can. And, you know, these guys understand that.
Cody Snyder, Sheldon Kennedy, Thursday night in behind Ranchman's. It's the Packers Plus night, and money raised going towards the CAC. The thing about it is, too, and I think people are, and again, it's through you, and I think people are kind of living through you a little bit, the experience. We're learning so much about child abuse, like you say, sexual abuse, that it's by keeping your kid away from strangers, that's not it. A lot of times it's somebody that they know quite well. It's not well, we're quite rich, so we can send our kid to private schools and have... That doesn't matter. It's not lifestyle. It's not color, race, or anything. It's there. And like Cody said, to have this center, the thing I love the most is the story you kind of talk. You have, was it the comfort dog?
Yeah, we have...
what's his name?
Therapy dog. Well, it's the Calgary Police Child Abuse dog. His name's Hawk.
Hawk.
He's the first dog that... I mean, he comes in and works with kids, but he's the first dog in this country to actually sit on the stand with kids. Can you imagine a 4 or 5-year-old kid having to testify against their uncle or their aunt or whoever it is? And I mean, and that is very effective. But, you know, we should be very fortunate. We should feel fortunate. But, to be able to create, to have 6 government systems be willing to come together and to create, a partnership to be able to do this better, there's no other place. There's a reason why this hasn't happened anywhere else. It's because, you know what, this is the way we think. This is the way we do work in Calgary. And I think that, we look at what the opportunities we have across this country. We are reshaping the way we do this work across this country and beyond. We're hosting 2 world conferences in this city in August and September of 2016. And there's going to be delegates from over 80 countries coming here and to watch and to understand the way that we handle these cases and the way that our focus is early intervention and prevention. So, when we look at the Packers Plus stepping up to the plate as the major donor in times like this in our city. And I mean, the reality is child abuse and they go up when the economy goes down. Mm-hmm. That's the sad part. But, for me, it's like, with Cody and Rhonda being able to come to the plate and all the Bull Riders, the people like those guys, they know why they're there. And it's a great event. And
the other thing, just jump in here quick, but Sheldon, the passion that this guy's got, we've been doing this charity event for 16 years. We've been involved with a lot of charities. The direct correlation to this and the passion that he's got, I'm just, you can't help but support the guy. And, mm-hmm. Last year, so once I took Sheldon and took him into the tent there where all the Bull Riders are getting ready, he introduced me. He's like one of the guys. They're like, this guy is real. And them guys are just like, they're sitting there and they are just glued to him watching. He's talking. And it was cool. And I've been around the bull riding and the rodeo business my whole life. I've seen a lot of things. You don't see guys lock onto guys like that, not around us. We're a bunch of tough, everybody's got a thick skin. Yeah. They let it all kind of down and we got them in the dressing room at the Stampede. All them guys are just like, they bought right into it. Like, cause he's real. It's sports. He's just like one of the guys, and that passion, and it just, everybody, you can feel it whenever he talks. It's really cool.
Oh, there's no question. The center may still exist without him and his efforts and his work, but there's no way it would be in the state that it is now or be as well known or be, and I know you're kind of bashful about it, but the work and time that you've put in across this country, across in the United States, you're an ambassador for not just your place, the CAC, and I know you don't even like to call it your place, the CAC, and just for trying to get.
What was the word
right
the other day? Crusader.
Crusader.
Yeah,
you are.
He's, and I guess if you Wikipedia it, who was it? Wayne McNeil looked it up, and we Sheldon, because of being put into the Order of Canada, and so had a big presentation at the CAC the other day, And Wayne looked it up and he said, he's a crusader, and that's what he is.
He is.
I mean, he's a crusader for the cause, and wow.
Well, to me, huge. And my last thing here is, to me, this is about hope. The Child Advocacy Center, we deal with probably some of the probably the toughest stuff in this city when you look at it. But to me, it's about hope. When those kids come through our door, we have an opportunity to turn their lives around. And what a gift we have. Mm-hmm. So many people don't get that chance to come in that door. And to me, the Order of Canada, what we talked about the other day is like, that to me is hope, because I would have been the last guy on that list 11 years ago, right? Nobody ever, Sheldon Kennedy was a write-off. And to be able to actually get to a place that a person can get receive an Order of Canada, which, I've come to understand is a big deal. But the thing is with that is that there's a way out of feeling the way that you feel. And for, you spend the first part of your life thinking the only way out is killing yourself and numbing out with drugs and alcohol, and then finding out and working through it and grinding it out and getting to a place where, you know what, you're feeling okay with yourself and you actually want to be around. And to me, that is critical, and that's what we need to instill in these kids, because the reality is the impact of this crime on our kids is killing our kids. And until we understand the fact that it's not pull yourself up by the bootstraps and let's get going here, the better we're going to be. So to me, it's about hope. This is all about hope and solution, right? We need to, this is about making a difference, not pretending it doesn't happen.
And the best part is we're getting closer and closer now, 5, 10, 15 years from hearing these success stories. That these kids will be able to say, without the CAC, without Sheldon Kennedy, I don't know that I would be here.
Well, but, and all of our sponsors, like, right? Like, everybody's got a role, right?
Yeah.
Boom. And to me, that's huge. This is huge for what we're doing. What being able to carry the message right here, right? Our donors stepping up to the plate. You know, that's
you do like to share the wealth, but you're doing a great job. I know.
Well,
you know,
it's like this guy we're going to see from Bonavista here after we're done here. He said, you know, I'd like to do more. You know, he's going to throw in a couple $1,000.
Yeah.
You know, and in Calgary, you know, you're used to seeing all these big fat checks that everybody writes, but every bit adds up. And at the end of the day, if we can surpass that $75,000, which I think we're going to go way above that, that's because of Calgary stepping up, understanding the situation, understanding it, and knowing that it's not going away. We need to keep on staying on this thing and keep supporting it. And, you know, when the stampede's over and we add the numbers up, we want to have a big number, and we know where it goes. It goes right to the CAC. Like Sheldon, I've never seen a guy so bad. I mean, the guy pays for his own parking when he goes up to this place.
He does.
I mean, he's in it. I mean, he's in it. His guts and his heart are in it.
Yeah.
I mean, what more can you ask for than to support? I think, you know, in my opinion, it's the biggest and best charity in the city to support. We know what it is. We know who the guy is. We know where the money's going. When you support Sheldon Kennedy and the CAC, that money's going directly to it, and it's going to help these kids and fix this situation. And I think, you know, it's cool to see people stepping up, and you know, if everybody can just keep on piling in there and keep on putting money behind it, this thing can do nothing but help.
Thursday night behind Ranchman's, it is the Packers plus the bull riding, the bull busting with Cody Snyder. I'm coming, man. Absolutely. I told Pinderlash, I couldn't believe what I was in for. I'm like, okay, well, we'll go on and see what the hell this thing is. I have no idea. It was one of the greatest nights of 2014. It was fantastic.
Well, I know Packers Plus is doing a human chuck wagon racing. So you know what? That would be wicked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We could probably get a draft horse to yank you guys around. Hey?
Might have to get two of them tied together.
Some big sway back out there.
Oh, yeah. That would be
you know,
good, eh?
We just got done setting the bleachers up yesterday, and we released one more bleacher. So we've got some tickets available.
Okay.
And go on to ranchmans.com. You can get tickets there, and there's not very many left. So with that new bleacher, it'll give you a chance to go and get on there and buy a ticket and come and see definitely the best kickoff to the Calgary Stampede of the year. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a heck of a night.
And you know where that money's going. The proceeds going to the CAC. Great job, boys. Good to see you again. We'll see you Thursday. You're looking sharp.
Are you going to bring the new car?
I'm not. No. I don't know what you're talking about.
What's this? Sheldon?
826.
Please elaborate.
We're right out of time. Right out of time. Sportsnet 960, the Fan.
Rise and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960, the Fan. We talk to your boss. It's totally okay to stream Sportsnet 960 all day and night on your work computer. In fact, it's new company policy. Sportsnet.ca/960.
Continue to roll through your Monday morning right now, 8:31. Boomer in the Morning along with Ryan Pinder. Still to come, we'll do some What You Want to Talk About. CFL underway. Felt good. Finally. And that means it's time to, you know, if you got the CFL season, you got to have an insider.
Sportsnet 960 CFL insider Arash Madani is brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Employee Pricing Plus means the best deal, no payments for 90 days, plus up to 20% of your purchase price back in cash. Shop where Bo and Geo shop, varsitychrysler.com.
There you go, Bo and Geo. Bo Levi Mitchell.
One of the quarterbacks who is still standing after this weekend, Arash, a terrible weekend for quarterbacks. We saw Mike Riley get helped off the field. Darian Durant, bad news there. What can you tell us about, I guess we'll start with those two gentlemen, and then what's going on in Montreal with the Alouettes, of course, the next opponent for the Stampeders?
Yeah, it was awful, really. I mean, Durant out for the season. He's got a ruptured Achilles. They pretty much knew it right away, and they got some imaging done on Saturday night. So it's Kevin Glenn's show there. I was in touch with some people over there in Saskatchewan. They are scouring the waiver wire, you know, discussing internally what kind of options they want a quarterback. Durant is done. In Edmonton, Mike Riley, he's down, left the locker room in crutches in Fort Mac. They lost to the Argos, of course, in Toronto's home game up there. Now, Riley's going to undergo an MRI this week. It does not look good. They've called him out indefinitely. And the people with the Eskimos tell me that they are moving ahead with the thought process of a worst-case scenario. So they really don't expect Riley back anytime soon, if at all, this season. Doesn't look good there. In Montreal, Jonathan Crompton suffered a shoulder injury. He was just getting battered in that loss to Ottawa. Then his backup, Dan Lefebvre, comes in. He separated his shoulder, and he's going to be out for perhaps the rest of the season, but at least for the next six games. So it was Brandon Bridge, the Canadian, who came in, and Montreal's looking for some different options there. So just an awful week all around for quarterbacks.
Your thought process, or at least if you are a Ryder fan, your confidence that Kevin Glenn can kind of stop the bleeding a little bit, or at least do what he did here, which was really keep the team afloat and give them a shot at getting into the postseason.
Well, it's interesting, Boom, because just on Thursday, the day of the Montreal-Ottawa opener, I was in touch with a couple of people over there with the Riders, and one of them told me, look, not that Darian should be looking over his shoulder, but that's as good a camp as we've seen from a backup quarterback in a long, long time. And kind of Kevin Glenn came in knowing that, there were questions coming in about Durant's elbow before camp even started because of his injury last year. And Glenn was kind of ready to go. Now, they were both getting indoctrinated into a new offense, into Jacques Chapdelaine's offense. I think Kevin Glenn can actually hold this steady a little more than just treading water. He's a vet quarterback who's been there and done that. And the kind of trend we're seeing now with quarterbacks is you better make sure you're number two. It's a 1A situation, not a number two. From a salary standpoint, there's going to be a discrepancy. But from a talent standpoint, the way quarterbacks are going down the last 2 years, you got to make sure your traditional backup is competent. And they have a more than competent situation with Kevin Glenn and Regina.
Yeah, I know you'd referenced Crompton and Lefebvre with the Montreal Alouettes. Is there any way for the Stamps to game plan or to prepare for a quarterback? What are the odds saying as far as who's going to go?
Well, if I'm the Stampeders, I prepare for the rookie Canadian who played much of the second half in Brandon Bridge. I mean, Lefebvre's going to be out, and it doesn't appear as if Crompton is going to be ready with the short turnaround. And so suddenly you have a kid taken in the fourth round out of South Alabama who's got some athleticism, who missed some throws, admittedly, had a streak of green wide open, but did not look out of place in the pro game. Now comes the test. The defending Grey Cup champions come to town with those monsters on defense, with the ball hawks on the back end, and with Rich Stubler's unit, you know, already looking mid-season form. So we'll see how the kid's going to be able to handle his first start. But for all intents and purposes, Boom, right now as of Monday morning, it appears as if it's going to be the Canadian Brandon Bridge starting for the Montreal Alouettes this weekend.
And I guess just before we move off the injury thing, as far as quarterbacks, is there a common thread? Is this just a freak thing, or is there more to it? Perhaps
it's all of the above, really. I mean, you look at Tanner Marsh, who should have been the backup quarterback in Montreal. He's rolling left during training camp, non-contact drill. Nobody's around him, and he crumples to the turf, grabbing his knee, and he's going to be out for an extended period of time. So, you know, those are the unfortunate ones. Dan Lefebvre did his ACL last year when he was with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. But then you have the Mike Riley situation, Boom, where Cleon Lang, not only a multiple offender, but a multiple offender with Riley himself, Remember, you may remember a couple of years ago, he was responsible for the concussion that Riley suffered. There was a thumb issue that the bottom of the pile Lang was allegedly involved in. Now, and the argument's going to be that it's pushed into him and blocked into him, Lang goes low and takes out Riley's knee. A third incident with the Eskimos quarterback. Now, the Edmonton players after the game were very cautious in what they said. Chris Jones, their head coach, said, hey, we're leaving the league's hands, but aren't we supposed to be promoting offense and keeping the health of our quarterbacks? And Matt Nichols, who now becomes the starter, you know, basically said there are certain guys you look out for, and Cleon Lang is one of them. This is Jeffrey Orridge's, you know, first big football discipline test as commissioner. Is he going to come down and issue the appropriate discipline for a multiple offender that a team knows is being, you know, is targeting their quarterback? We're about to find out this week.
In conversation with Arash Badani, he's our CFL insider on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Arash, we're a week in. The new rule changes, we saw them sort of tried out in the preseason, but now we've seen them in real game situations where winning matters, not just sort of testing new talent. What have we made of it?
Well, a couple of things, Ryan. The first one is the extra point that was always a gimme, and, you know, you score your six and you kick the one. The coaches are trying a few different thought processes that way. It's not automatic anymore. I mean, an inauspicious start with Boris Bede of the Montreal Alouettes missing the opening extra point of the season. The other was they're going to call the illegal contact the letter of the law. And for those who are unaware, after 5 yards, defenders cannot put their hands on receivers. Not as many flags as we thought, but what you're effectively seeing is much less aggressive man-to-man defense on receivers, a lot of soft zone play, which is opening up some cushion for the receivers. It's almost a totally different defensive game now. So those are the initial impressions of what you get. Chris Williams, who was supposed to come in, light the world on fire, didn't in his opening game. Brandon Banks is a return man. His first touch went back to the house. So, you know, those rules in terms of giving the punt returner more room, more yardage to maneuver, we're seeing that kind of pay off from the special teams return portion of the game. Guys, it's a different CFL than what we've been used to.
Is a punter or a kicker now more valuable in your mind? Because you mentioned the kick returns almost had more of an influence than the extra points.
Well, it's interesting. Tom Higgins, now the Alouettes coach, they went with the international or the import kicker, Boris Bede. Yeah, he went to Laval, but he's from France, so he doesn't count as a Canadian. And they went with him in part because Higgins said, look, his hang time on punts is better. He'll have it up there for a little over 5 seconds. Sean White, their incumbent punter kicker, was about a 4-second guy. And Higgins said in the new rules where the downfield tacklers can't go until the ball is kicked, that extra second is going to be important from a field position standpoint. Well, what we saw, and the sample size is obviously very small, but what we saw is because of the soft zone defenses, there were fewer punts than ever in the opening week of the season. Instead of each team averaging about 8 or 9 punts, all in all combined, we had about 8 or 9 punts a game. And as a couple of GMs told me this weekend, Ryan, they're like, look, anyone can go punt ball, but a kicker can win or lose you the game. We just saw Rene Paradis the other night, Friday night, a walk-off 50-yarder to win the game. Okay? With all due respect to Rob Maver and his, you know, punters are people too movement, The kickers are much more valuable because they're the ones that you're living and dying on and, you know, you can win or lose a game on. So before we get too carried away with the punters and the new rules and the hang time, let's remember Laces Out Dan became a movie for a reason.
Punters are people too. That's right.
Punters are people too.
You know, and last one for you today, Michael Sam comes to Montreal, great fanfare, leaves, lots of questions, and now he's back. How is this all going down?
Well, he'll practice today for the first time, and yeah, it's been almost 3 weeks since he left for personal reasons. And, you know, the organization said they'd welcome him back, but there were some interesting comments that came out of the Montreal newspapers about this whole situation. And Jeff Parrott, one of the veteran Al's offensive linemen, said, well, what are we supposed to do here? Just welcome a dude back who kind of abandoned us? And he said, you know, if you're going to be a teammate, be a teammate. If you're not going to be a teammate, don't. So we'll see today what exactly Sam is going to say. I have a hard time believing, unless there are a litany of injuries, that we're going to see him on the field in the next 2 weeks as a starter. They may throw him in there as a special teams player, but let's just hope at least Sam's going to have some kind of explanation to his teammates. Although, as Marc-Olivier Bruyette said, the veteran linebacker, he said, if he says something to us, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't. We'll move on. He said, we got bigger issues right now. We just lost to a second-year Ottawa team. There are a lot of things we got to figure out on our end that just another American defensive end is not going to
fix. Good stuff as always, man. Thanks, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good, fellas.
You bet. It's Arash Madani.
Our CFL insider.
No kidding. What'd you make of, did you catch a fair bit of it this weekend?
Yeah. I mean, it was Friday and there was the draft and there was Jays. It was a crazy sports day, but I was jumping around. I PVR'd it and, it wasn't Bull Levi's best week on earth, but when they needed the drive, what was it? Third and 17.
And
Jeff Fuller. I mean, go to the CFL.ca, their website, and just watch the condensed game. I think half of the six-minute highlight reel is Jeff Fuller upside down catching balls in double coverage. It's crazy.
And what's crazy is before that third and 17, there was an incomplete passing play to him, and he came off, looked like his right arm was hanging. It's like, oh, man.
Here we go again.
And then about four plays later, third and 17, first down, field goal, Stamps win it. Two pretty good games, if you recall, the Grey Cup and then this one coming down to the wire with those two teams.
Well, and this one, Hamilton got the kick returned, no flag. And
man, Brandon Banks, he's going to have like two a game.
It looked like they had him wrapped up, too. It's like there's nowhere to go. And then whoop, slips one, gone.
Shifty.
Finds a hole.
Shifty.
See ya.
He's shifty.
He is.
He's a shift.
All kinds of shift.
8:44, coming up after nine bells. What do you got? What do you got in the Ryan Pinder experience today?
Well, we'll start off with Sid Sixero, as Tim and Sid have their TV show launching on Canada Day. That would be Wednesday night, I believe, local time. It's 3 till 5. So, Sid, we're going to chat with him today. We're trying to get Tim for tomorrow or Wednesday, give them a little promo. Sam and Ted, yeah.
His name is Tim?
Sam and Ted. And then we'll get into the whole Boston media turning on their own after a trade with Jimmy Murphy. Used to be a member of the Bruins beat reporting crew. Has done some stuff in Montreal, SiriusXM, but covered the Bruins for Dougie Hamilton's rookie year. He can speak to Dougie, the player, the new Bruins management team, because there's power struggles before it even changed with Neely, Sweeney, Shirelli. It's all been sorted now. What are they left with in terms of the decision makers? And why is the media, every time someone gets traded, just tarring and feather them like they didn't like the guy when they had nothing bad to say the day before they left?
Oh, certainly Seguin, and now Hamilton seems to be the case there. 8:45, we'll come back with what you want to talk about. Get on your phones, boys. 960, 960, we'll get it going for you next. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer talking sports in the morning. Text him now at 960, 960. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Smith, I love it when your deuces are wild. Been loving you since you was a child.
What?
It's awkward. Come on, Jay, get it.
I missed you, buddy. I really did.
Like deja vu. Are you high? Woo.
Are you high?
Slam at the door.
While I'm a do it now.
Oh my God, when I heard it was Aerosmith, my first thought was, good God, Don't Let Boomer Sing, Deuces Are Wild.
Is it Friday? Who's going for beers? Let's do it.
It's Monday. It's your first day back.
Oh.
Settle down.
All right.
We were definitely under the karaoke quota last week, so
what?
Welcome back.
What were you doing?
Not singing.
What have I told you? When I'm away, I hope that what happens on the show stays.
Some things you just can't duplicate. I can't talk about cooking in my backyard. I don't have slow cooking recipes, and I don't do karaoke.
Well, just wait.
We just talked a little more sports.
That's really?
All we did.
Boring.
I know.
Let's do what you want to talk about.
Talk about.
Talk about.
Talk about.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Employee Pricing Plus means the best deal, no payments for 90 days, plus up to 20% of your purchase price back in cash. Shop where Bow and Geo shop, varsitychrysler.com.
Are you high?
What's the matter?
They're messing with me because it was Pinter and then we fixed it.
Yeah.
And then they added Bow and Geo and she went back to Pinter.
I don't think you heard that.
And Kirsch is sending emails with Pinter in it rather than Pinder.
Really? Like, well, what is your name?
Pinder.
Since when?
Probably
birth. I've known you for a long time now,
yeah.
And I've...
What?
That's news to me. What will Peter Griffin Reinhardt amount to as...
He doesn't play with a lot of hot...
Good God Almighty, Boomer is high in singing. Not high. I'm high on life.
High?
And pills, maybe. Maybe pills.
What did you think of Max Powers' game on Friday night? One reception for 6 yards. Solid blocking. You mustn't touch him. The Okotoks product... I like him.
Max Power, he's the man whose name you'd love to touch, but you mustn't touch.
This is the same person who had texted in that, please, I knew once Aerosmith was coming that Boomer was going to be singing.
His name sounds good in your ear, but when you say it, you mustn't fear, because his name can be said by anyone.
Max Power! Max Power! How's every little thing?
You remembered my name!
Well, who could forget the name of a magnetic individual like you? Keep up the good work, Max!
Mr. Power?
Yes, of course. Mr. Power.
Yes.
Anyway, the guy saying he wasn't looking forward to the karaoke. Says after hearing it, it wasn't that bad. Thank you, sir.
It's a backhanded compliment of sorts.
Come on.
I like it.
Who sings to Tom Petty, Toto, and whatever hot garbage they played last week?
Yeah,
play Toto?
We let Wills have the wheel.
Toto without me?
I know.
We did Toto, though.
Did we do Toto?
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Is that Toto?
Is it not? That sticks. See? Toto is what?
Africa.
Oh, man.
Bum, 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 ba, dum, bum, bum.
You did Africa without me?
It's a great track right there.
Africa! What a hundred men or more can ever do!
Wait for it. Here comes the organ.
I'm familiar with the song Africa Pinter. We're just going to keep this on for the remainder.
Yeah, that's good. There's actually a couple other gems from Toto I didn't expect.
Africa.
Wills is patting himself on the back for picking Lenny Kravitz, Johnny Cash, Toto.
Kilimanjaro. You don't hear many songs with Kilimanjaro in the Serengeti. So what the hell did Warner even do at the awards? Well, he went for dinner at a high-end restaurant with the Buffalo Sabres. He went to dinner at a high-end restaurant with Jonathan Toews and the Stanley Cup and members of the Chicago Blackhawks.
No, how did he do that?
He also spent the day with the Sabres at a cabana party at the pool.
Ugh.
And then on the last night... feel great.
Yeah, I'll be exhausted by tomorrow. We've seen this routine before. Not wrong.
Boys, woke up this morning still pinching myself. Did we really acquire Doug Hamilton from the Boston Bruins for a song and a dance? Game changer? Wow.
A lot of that out there this weekend. A lot of that.
Yeah. With Dougie Hamilton coming into the top four, did the Flames ship Weidman out? Why are we trading Weidman now?
Not yet, friends.
He was pretty good last year, right?
2 years left to term.
Keep
great
him.
Year.
Play him.
Now, if someone else emerges,
yeah.
You could look at it. But I'd be real comfy with that decor.
I listen to you guys in the morning.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Why, Doug?
Listening to Kirsch talk about sports last week makes me appreciate Pinder more. I now think he sucks less. Was Kirsch talking on the air last week?
Did we allow that?
Was he doing a...
I didn't hear any Kirsch.
Oh, when Dougie, when it went down?
Yeah, well,
it's not from Hamilton.
It's not from Hamilton.
Meanwhile, the Riders, ooh,
I
look
know
out.
I'm biased, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Czarly Zalapsky.
Canada's team.
Montreal and Calgary and Hartford and Pittsburgh.
Hamilton. Why is the...
But I don't care.
What you want to talk about segment so short, it's only the best segment in the history of radio. It needs to be longer.
Well, we'll keep it going then. We go in five after here. No need to race out. As long as you paid for parking, we're good.
Can't tell when Toto starts and Boomer ends. Thank
sound
you.
Of a good singer right there.
Pretty, I take that. You may as well keep rolling the Simpsons clips if this is the quality of jokes we're getting today.
Yeah, okay. I'm cool with that.
Ouch.
Pennsylvania.
Words hurt.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
What's the word on Glenn Cross? Well, he's a forward. He's an unrestricted free agent. And he'll be looking for work on Wednesday.
I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt. And my butt smells. And I like to kiss my own butt.
I see now you're doing what the listeners
I don't know
do.
What you're talking about. I'm not doing anything.
Play McGarnacle. Can you play McGarnacle?
It means it gets results, you stupid chief.
Sit down, Dad.
Okay, so we'll have to do the clip, but we need this first. That right there is what you want to talk about.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Employee Pricing Plus means the best deal, no payments for 90 days, plus up to 20% of your purchase price back in cash. Shop where Bowen Geo Shop, varsitychrysler.com.
You're flat-footed.
Big bag of garbage. A mattress has been reported to be in the left-hand lane.
Zoom, zoom.
Hey, Pat, f*** off.
What a bunch of shit. That is.
I shit my pants last night.
Vodka beep.
Oh my God.